this whole thing last night, this Pete Alonso thing, I mean, that was a foul ball.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
What are you watching?
I was watching
baseball.
That was a foul
ball. Yeah, do you mind?
You know, listen, the Yankees are involved. That's a foul ball, man. You
first
know,
of all,
Major League Baseball needs the Yankees to win.
What you just said right there is what the pessimist would say watching that. That things, and I don't believe that that is Major League Baseball saying we need the Yankees to win this game. I don't. But what I don't understand is why are we always reactive instead of proactive? If we've got technology, whether it's the strike zone, whether it's this check swing thing they're working on, we know how fast pitches are instantly up on the scoreboard, which is cool technology.
Mm-hmm.
If you can track a ball, like what? All jokes aside, because the Yankees won, so in New York we don't care, and that's fine. They needed to win, great. If you're in Baltimore, you're pissed off. They're trying to get into the playoffs.
And if you're a Pete Alonso fan.
So let's say we're sitting here in October, and this happens, and it happens to be Ben Rice that hits the ball. And it might have won a big playoff game for the Yankees. We would sit here and spend not 4 hours, but all day, all night, all morning, killing it. Like, why not figure this out before it becomes how you can't call that a foul ball, Boone?
It was so close, and the angle tells you that it's a fair ball. But the umpire, for some reason, is saying it's a foul ball.
But right, and so Alonso,
and maybe the umpire is lined up right on the foul pole, or the fair pole, whatever you want to call it, and he sees it one way. But it looks video-wise that it was a fair ball.
Very much so. And I guess Alonso said afterwards you have to have two conclusive views before you can change it. Yet you've got one that is so blatantly obvious.
Yeah, so the call on the field is you got to start. That's where you start.
I know that. Right. You have to have the irrefutable evidence. But
yeah, that's where
it
starts.
They have it. And when you have the home announcers that are surprised and the Yankee announcers, and you've got a Yankee manager that's surprised, then it tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, and again, they need the Yankees to win.
And it's one game, worse for the Orioles, and it's certainly good for the Yankees. I just don't understand why we sit here and deal with things when they can be fixed prior to them
becoming
an issue.
It should be fixed. I think that they thought that they had it fixed.
But they
and this obviously shows that it doesn't, and you know, and I'm obviously tongue in cheek here, but
I know
my point being is that they can't even get replay right sometimes.
It's unbelievable.
The same thing happens in the NFL too. You know that it happens in all sports.
I feel like the NFL has really done a good. Now there are still plays and instances that are not reviewable, which I don't understand.
But I think we all agree. We were wondering about this ABS system, and we all kind of like it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And I think the players like it. I think the fans, when you're at a stadium, so I've been to a few games this year, notably not in New York, but I've been to a couple of games. The fans get into it.
That's exactly what Andrew Jones told me the other day when I was interviewing him. You know, and I said, what do you think about the ABS system? He goes, he tells me, he loves it. And he goes, the fans are into it. The fans love it. And there should be more of it. I think they should probably extend it. But then again, who knows? Spencer Jones would probably, be asking for every pitch to be checked.
Well, yeah, there's some line to be drawn to where you can't challenge every pitch, and I do like it.
Extending it to like five a game.
If you did fight, why not? Because we were talking yesterday. Anthony Volpe missed two in the minor leagues, missed two in the first inning, and lost both of them. And
that
his team was out of challenges the rest of the game. I know.
Can't get anything right these days.
But I do agree that that's kind of like where I think the NFL has done a really good job with their replay system. For the most part, it does have its flaws, but it's pretty damn good. Baseball is getting there. I just, like, to me, when something like this comes up, and maybe not specific this specific instance, but when something comes up, it's never, hey, we've got the technology, let's institute it. We've got to get it past the players' union. We've got to test it in the minor leagues for 6 years when you know it's obvious and just get it right. Now, that having been said, Yankees won a game. They've won three in a row, and all signs are pointing up again. You hope they're getting healthier and healthier. I thought the bullpen was pretty good last night for the most part. Now, they don't exactly mash their way to a win, but a win is a win. And here we are now as we're heading into the final part of August. Can they still challenge for the AL East? Yeah, they can. And that's why it's such a long season.
Welcome to Chumba Casino, America's number one online social casino. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Explore hundreds of social games, including top-tier slots, jackpot games, and table classics with new games launching regularly. At home, on your lunch break, or relaxing on the couch, world-class entertainment is just a tap away. Score free daily login bonuses and kick things off with a free welcome bonus. Sign up today and discover why over 1 million players choose Chumba Casino to play for nonstop fun. Your next fun moment starts now at Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
They were down, I think they were down 7 games to Tampa Bay. They're now down 5.
Right.
And so which it's just chip away, chip away, chip away, get a couple breaks like this, have good pitching. You know, Gerrit Cole and the Yankees need to go out and win today's game.
No doubt. No doubt. You know, finish the job.
They have an opportunity to sweep, sweep.
Yep, I completely agree. Now, they've won this series, which is good, but I agree with you. Now, the last couple of series, they haven't had that killer mentality where they haven't completed the sweep, but I do agree, go out and get it today. But very interesting. If you haven't seen it, check it out. The Alonso, and Alonso homered earlier in this game, too, then had the home run that wasn't, that would have put the Orioles ahead. Check it out. Would love to know what you guys think. 888-808-1019 is the number. With the Mets, I know it was a day game. I understand that.
That was great.
But there's a, you know, it's so interesting how this team, dead and buried for much of the year, and you've had this resurgence from the youth. You've had the resurgence from the starting pitching. Even as Sean Manaea has been very good the back end of the season. The Benj and the Ewings, Benj last night, really good. And so I don't know if it was pregame, so I don't know if you saw it or not, but Steve Cohen met the media for 17 minutes yesterday.
I did see it.
And, you know, he keeps talking about the youth movement, and it's interesting to me that he keeps referring to next season. Very real. Like, he's not one of these guys saying, well, if we make a run, it's kind of like we want to play well and kind of carry a good feeling into the offseason before we get to next year. And I don't know. It's almost refreshing that he's got a very realistic view of what this team has been, but also sees what the upside could be. And that's a guy who's taking accountability. He sits in that dugout. I think he does it before every homestand, I believe he talks, if not every other one. And I think if you're a Met fan, while this year hasn't gone well, I think there are, you can sit back and say, we do have the right guy that's running the ship.
But you have to remember, you know, some of the things that he said when he first bought the team. And some of it was taken a little bit out of context. You know, I went back and looked at some of those quotes.
Give me one.
All right, I'll give you a quote. If I don't win a World Series in the next 3 to 5 years, I would consider that slightly disappointing. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't guarantee a championship or anything. He just thought that, and here we are in year 5, I believe.
Yeah.
So we're not even close to that. They've only had one chance at it, and that was back in 2024. Expectations, I'm not in this to be mediocre. Building, not just spending. You build champions, you don't buy them. And then, of course, he's obviously has been trying to buy one because he has spent an enormous amount of money, including the money that he spent on Juan Soto. And he said, in regards to a long-term goal, didn't want one good season followed by several bad ones. He wanted an organization capable of winning consistently,
like sustained
every year.
Success.
Yeah, that's what he wanted, you know. And for the fans, Cohen is, you know, was a lifelong Mets fan. Supposedly, he wants to make millions of people happy.
All right, so now,
so a lot of that, you know, hasn't come to fruition.
It hasn't. So now I'm going to get to yesterday. Now I just spoke glowingly about him. I think if you're a Met fan, you're happy he's your Met owner. 100%. Let's get that out there. Now let's talk about how he talks out of both sides of his mouth.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's, well, like, I don't want to be mediocre, and it would be slightly disappointing if we didn't win a championship.
Sure, but you're
it's
going
very disappointing.
You're going back 5 years to.
But again, like, he spoke then, and he spoke yesterday, and that's why I went back and looked at some of the things that he said initially, because I remember those things that I'm just saying. Like, I thought when he first bought the team, I thought he was a little bit more aggressive. I remember him being more aggressive about saying we're going to win championships within a 3 to 5 year period. It's not exactly what he said.
Right. He didn't guarantee anything, didn't say this would be an abject
failure.
He didn't
do a Brody Van Wagenen, you know?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So this is what confuses me about him, all right? We know where he made his money in the stock market and investing and all of that, okay?
I'm sure he's doing well right now.
He's a high risk taker. We know this. And yet yesterday he said, we might have taken too much risk.
Yeah, risk-reward. Okay. I mean, it's the same thing. So he compared the decisions that David Stearns has made to probably some of the brokers who work for him.
He then mentioned
got in trouble.
Adding too many guys with injury history. So, Mike, so just with that one right there, before we get to any others, why would you have not have thought of this at the time?
Well, he I think they added Luis Robert Jr. and Jorge Polanco, who do have injury histories.
By the way, he's injured again. I know. That's what I'm saying.
And Polanco's done now. Mm-hmm. So those are really two players that fit that bill.
But those were two major players. They were
supposed to be two major players. One was going to be playing first base and DH, and the other one was going to be playing a great center field. And when he's out there, he does play a great center field. And the Mets have maybe one of the best defensive outfields when Robert Jr. is healthy. But, so those two players did not come without risk. That's probably the risk he's talking about. Because the other thing that happened early on was Francisco Lindor got off to his normal slow start. Then he got hurt.
Well, he was hurt first.
Right. And then, obviously, now Juan Soto's hurt. And you don't expect those two players to miss as many games as they had or
agreed.
Have.
Agreed. But I can also point to the starting pitching was complete garbage in the beginning of the season, too. Which
and now it's
help.
Settled down with a lot of younger players and a bullpen that nobody knows who anybody is.
And they're doing a great job. And Kodai Senga has figured out how to be a closer.
He's already got four saves.
Four for four.
He's got more saves than Edwin Diaz.